It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Dancing can boost physical health and mental well-being, and adaptive dance brings the joy of dancing to people who use wheelchairs or other mobility aids.
Para dancing, also known as wheelchair dancing, has been around since at least the 1960s. Lately, it's seeing increased attention in the U.S. because of popular shows like Dancing with the Stars.
Earlier this month, four para dancers from Wisconsin competed in the first ever U.S.-based national para dance sport competition in Detroit.
Two of those dancers join us to talk about their experience at the competition and what para dancing means to them. Martha Saravo is the founder of Wheels and Heels, an organization that provides resources, training, and opportunities for para dancers. And Eve Dahl is a junior para dancer from Burlington. Eve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Martha, thanks for being with us.
Wonderful to be here.
Can you tell us how you first got into para dancing, Martha?
I was introduced to it through the Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin program, and it started out at the Brookfield Studio. They had dance mobility there, which was a team. Well, it felt like a team. It was a group class. And some of the pros that were out there were doing monthly sessions for it. I was Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin 2020 and 21. And was just able to kind of get a one-on-one at first to even see what it meant. But that was back in 2019, was technically when I first was introduced to adaptive dance in person.
And Eve, how about your origin story? How did you first get into para dancing?
Yeah, so I got in through the same program Martha did. I was much younger at the time. And originally, like, my parents, like, kind of heard about it, but they were like, you know, Eve's only, like, 9. She's not going to want to dance with a boy, you know? but then I heard about it, and I was like, why didn't you tell me about this? So I went to one of the classes, and I kind of just fell in love with it through there.
Now, Martha, paint us a picture. What kind of dancing are we seeing when we go to a para dancing event?
Kind of depends on when you show up. So combi is when you have a standing partner and a sitting partner, a person who's using a wheelchair. There's also something called duo, and that's when you have two people who are dancing. Both are using a wheelchair. All couples are male-female when it comes under the sanctioned competitions. The more open competitions allow more flexibility for those kinds of couples. And then there's also solos, which we refer to as freestyle. I don't think I missed anything, Eve, did I?
No, I don't believe so.
Unless you want to explain conventional, only because you have a little bit more of experience with that.
Yeah, so conventional singles is it's you and a bunch of your competitors on the floor, but it's only you dancing. Like, you're dancing the dances that you would usually dance with a partner, but by yourself. So it's a bit of a combination of both, like, regular ballroom, quote-unquote, and some Latin dances. So, like, we have a waltz and a tango. And then we have our Latin dances, which are samba, rumba, and jive.
And Eve, Martha mentioned you've been doing these competitions for a while now. Can you talk a little bit about your competitive career?
Yeah. It's a career. That sounds cool. So I think I've only been competing for like 2 or 3 years now. The first competition in the U.S. wasn't really sanctioned. It wasn't as big, but we had a coach from overseas coming in to judge, right? So I signed up for the competition thinking, like, what the heck, right? It'll be fun. So that's when the said judge, he was doing, like, a coaching class afterwards, and he was like, Eve, you should be, like, competing overseas. You should be, like, you should be doing more. And I was like, I don't know about that, you know, because it costs a lot to travel. And my parents were like, yeah, it costs a lot to travel. Mm-hmm. But ever since, my mom has kind of been finding the funding to get me traveling and going places. And it's been really fun. After Detroit, we went to Malta, which was kind of a step up. And then we went to Amsterdam, which was another step up because it was a sanctioned one like this one was. And then we went to the World Championships in Genoa, Italy.
Wow. Now, Martha, let's stay a little closer to home. Let's talk about this event in Detroit. You were part of the Wisconsin delegation there competing in Detroit. Can you talk a little bit about your experience at this? I think it was the first ever national para dance sport competition.
Yeah, it is historic. It's the first ever one that we've ever held in the U.S. that's been sanctioned, which meant that we had almost 80 dancers from across the world. And I believe there were about 20 countries that were also represented. So bringing them into the U.S., and having them see culturally what does the U.S. look like as far as what do our competitions look like? What does access look like? Can we do this is the other question. Dancing's been around since 1975 internationally, and we're just having it on our grounds now. And so since the Dance Mobility Program, which we, Eve and I both started with, Cheryl runs it in the Detroit Dearborn area, which is why this is over there. That's the connection.
And so, Martha, this is a lot of pressure, I think, on the event itself, because this is people from around the world checking out what we got in the U.S. How did it go?
Honestly, I would say everybody had a good time. Everybody places differently, I think, every time, because you get different dancers showing up. It is a lot of fun. You have so many of your peers in one room at one time. And everybody's cheering you on. A lot of times with dance, it's not just about being on the dance floor and showing off your moves, which is ultimately the most fun and there, but you get the crowd involved. And Eve, I think you'd probably have to say into that too, just because when you're dancing, because you do more dances than I do because your experience is definitely higher, but when the crowd's involved, and especially locally, that's probably the other difference is doing this in the States. We have our own full team over here and everybody's there for you. Because when Eve has traveled, you are usually going by you, yourself, and your family. So your cheering crowd is a little smaller. So it's really nice to do it amongst the U.S. and to show the U.S. what's out there.
We are talking about para dancing with Martha Saravo, founder of Wheels and Heels, and Eve Dahl from Burlington. They both represented Wisconsin earlier this month at the first ever sanctioned national para dance sport championship. It was in the Detroit area. Martha, I just mentioned Wheels and Heels. You founded this. What is that? What are you doing there?
I founded Wheels and Heels because I saw that there was a need to support para dancing specifically in Wisconsin and just in general. We can't have access to things that we can't get out there to the public and to be able to showcase the dancers that are out there doing it. So when I created it, the goal was to raise awareness, to see who is educated. Fred Astaire has done a lot of work here. They have a full syllabus at any of their 11 studios in Wisconsin people can go to. And someone there is going to be able to use some adaptive programming. But beyond that, like, what do we do outside of that space? And so getting sponsors involved, because we definitely need, as Eve was referencing, in order to go to events, they do cost different amounts depending on what the event is and if it's local or if you're traveling for it. But there's a lot of different adaptive sports out there. And there's often adaptive sports programming, and Wisconsin has several of them, none of which focus on adaptive dance. And I thought to myself, if I don't do this myself, I'm not going to find someone with the same passion to drive that train. So I founded it in 2022. And honestly, this year was the two top supporters that we had to specifically go to this competition was the WISPACT Legacy Grant that we received and also Key Mobility. So WISPACT does a lot of work with the disability community across Wisconsin, and they have some very amazing supporters. And then Key Mobility is actually a wheelchair manufacturer in northern Wisconsin. So they're very focused on the different ways that people use wheelchairs.
And Eve, when you got started in para dancing here in Burlington, were there venues, were there places to go to train and perform?
I remember my original studio that I was dancing in a little bit before this. I would perform with some of them, but there wasn't really much just like for para dancing specifically, you know? I think, yeah, the main stage is the competitions in Detroit and in Europe for me.
Now, Martha, dance, it's an art form, but there's judging, there's competition here. When you're doing this, is this for you a sport, an art form, a little bit of both?
So I think this competition helped define that. I love it as an art form because we've been able to perform different places locally. Like, we were at Disability Pride Madison, so we had some performers. We brought some in there. Eve was there along with two other adaptive dancers. And we've been working with Arts for All to kind of work on that artistic approach of things and get more studios involved so we're not just singularly focused on one basic concept of adaptive dance. And I think in the competition really makes you focus on what are my skills, what are the judges looking for as what those skills, what do they mean? Because you're classified in order to compete in the sanction portion, which means they're recognizing what your abilities are, what your limitations are. That's where what type of wheelchair you use may come into play. So it has the ability to float in both spaces, just depending on where you're at and who's watching.
Now, Eve, on the competitive side, I understand you're ranked second in the world in the junior division and sixth in the world in combi freestyle. The competition part of this is going pretty okay for you?
Yeah, it's been really cool just to grow a little and see where I land amongst people who have been doing this for a while. I really wasn't heading into it with, I guess, big expectations. So when I placed, I kind of surprised myself.
Martha, can you talk about things like accessibility of venues, opportunities to incorporate para dance with other dancing events? Like, can we have venues where there's standing dancing and para dancing in the same day, the same place?
That would be a beautiful place to live in. That's what we would want to see a lot more. Just to even have the invitation, which is that's where Wheels and Heels wants to go. So we started out as trying to be someone who is supporting it, educating, kind of like more along the basic lines of getting it out there. Now that we're out there, what do we do next? We try to get more people involved. We try to see if there's studios, because everybody who wants to dance should be able to go to any studio and say, hey, let's figure this out. But if they need a partner or like a peer coach to come in and say, hey, this is a knowledge that I can share with you in order to grow adaptive programming, that's also what Wheels and Heels wants to be there for. We're trying to challenge the norm right now, at least norm as in like what we are used to seeing, as opposed to what don't we see? Because sometimes we're not asking that question. Mm-hmm.
Eve, you're a junior going into a junior year of high school right now. Your plans for the future, are you looking to stay with para dancing down the road?
Yes, I do plan to stick with para dancing. I actually, I want to open up my own, I want to own my own studio one day. So I'm trying to work towards that goal with the studio I work with, because I want to work with them. And it's been cool. My teacher has been training me in a little bit of like just how to teach others. So yeah, I'm really hoping to make it my career and my life's focus, you know.
Before we wrap up, we've got the Paralympics coming up pretty soon. This isn't an event there. Para dancing is not an event at the Paralympics. Just briefly, Martha, should they be?
Absolutely. They've actually applied several times. And we would love it if there was even more supporters in there. I recently saw breakdancing in there. So if we're going to flex the field a little bit and incorporate different types of dance, I think that's definitely possible. Maybe there's just conversations that have to be had to maybe narrow down exactly what does a competitive field look like for pair dancing in that space. And I think people would want to see it. We already don't see enough of it, I think, on TV as it is. We see lots of the Olympics. We don't see as much of the Paralympics. So we're still kind of floating in some spaces of why are we being included?
Yeah.
And Eve, if this does change, would you want to try out for Team USA?
Oh, of course. That would be such an honor, to be honest.
All right, we'll leave it there. Eve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Martha, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having this conversation. We need this.
That was Martha Saravo, founder of the adaptive dance organization Wheels and Heels, and Eve Dahl, a high schooler and para dancer from Burlington.